North Carolina's third-grade reading law got lots of complaints from teachers and parents its first year in classrooms. It was hard then to see if it was actually helping students to read. More than 2 years has passed. WFAE's Lisa Worf checks in to see if the law is working.
Learning to read is hard work. Just listen to this third grader.
Sure enough, Sally's left shoe is black and grimy.
Those third graders who were the first to encounter changes under the law are now almost all fifth graders with 2 years of test data behind them. So how's it going?
We feel like we're on the right track, and we feel like we're working toward what these children need.
That's Carolyn Guthrie with the state's Department of Public Instruction. She's the one who had to translate this law to all of the state's schools. As proof of what she says, she points to North Carolina's scores on the nation's report card. In 2013, before the law took effect, 35% of the state's fourth graders were considered proficient in reading. Now, 38% are. Fourth grade reading scores on the state's own tests also rose 3 percentage points.
We're beginning to see results, but the full implementation and full change process usually takes about 5 years.
The scores are just one way to judge the law's impact. How it plays out in the classroom is another. And in that regard, that first year was a real struggle for teachers who had to fit in a lot more tests. Districts can now use some reading tests they already administer to decide whether a third grader can move on to fourth grade without a retained label. That's helped to reduce the time spent on assessments. Still, third graders take a lot of tests, says Jason Van Heukelum. He's the deputy superintendent of Cabarrus County Schools.
There are times when you feel like it's taking away from instruction, and so that's a constant tension that we have, the balance between assessment and instruction.
But overall, he says things are going much smoother, partly because teachers are more comfortable with administering and grading the tests. The law also required districts to set up summer reading camps for those struggling third graders. The state gave districts money for that, but many, like Cabarrus County Schools, ended up pitching in district funds, too. CMS's chief academic officer, Brian Schultz, is thankful for the spotlight the law has put on reading, but feels it needs more heft.
If we say reading on grade levels by third grade is one of the most critical areas to address in state legislation, then it needs to be funded like that.
He says cuts to teacher assistance in recent years made it harder to follow through on that. Support for reading did get a $20 million boost in this year's budget. The summer reading camps for third graders will now be open to first and second graders. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Worf in Charlotte.